mock me, he whispered to his gods. Dark thoughts climbing up from the floor around him where he sat, burying him in melancholy's hopeless shadow. So lost was he that he almost didn't notice his three companions standing around the throne in close discussion, drawing lots from a piece of broken straw bedding. Brunner pulled himself to his feet and staggered toward them.
"Don't ye dare," he said.
"A throne for dwarves?" Deventry replied, turning around with a scowl. "It seems that the chair did not agree with your description." Brunner shook his head, trying to find the words to properly explain. He noted Whisper rubbing his little hands together eagerly, and Vestra pushing him toward the seat.
"Don't!"
Brunner warned.
"We're all to take our turns," Deventry shouted back.
The halfling leaped up into the seat and spun around, hands on the arms. His expression remained one of eagerness for a few heartbeats, but then turned to a confused look that quickly showed discomfort. He began to jerk spasmodically, as if bolts of energy were stabbing at him from behind, which indeed they were. He tried to cry out, his mouth twisting weirdly.
"Get him off of there!" Brunner yelled, staggering forward.
Vestra spun back on Whisper and lunged for him, but as she did, the chair rejected the halfling, not as it had done with Brunner, but much, much more forcefully, heaving poor Whisper through the air. He clipped Vestra as he launched, bloodying her face and spinning her around and down to the floor. Off he flew, high and far, 10 long strides and more from the throne. He landed awkwardly, one leg extended behind him, and the snap of bone echoed through the chamber. Whisper cracked his shoulder and the side of his head on the stone, and rolled long and hard into the stone wall, where he thrashed in agony. Oh, how the supposedly mute halfling screamed! The other three ran to him, Vestra trying to turn him to his back, and from her own spasms it was clear that it was all she could manage to not vomit at the mere sight of the halfling's wound. His shin had broken in half, the bones protruding through his ripped skin.
"What did you do?" Deventry shouted in Brunner's face.
"I told ye to stop," the dwarf yelled back.
But Deventry shoved him, and Brunner only took a step back to better balance himself as he retaliated with a fearsome right hook that sent the man flying sidelong to the ground.
"Next time will be with me axe," Brunner warned.
"What do you know?" Vestra demanded, standing up from the halfling and moving in front of Deventry to hold the man back.
"I know that your friend was thinking of robbing this place, and he telled it to the throne that guards it, and he got what a thief deserves."
Deventry started to shout at him. Whisper continued to scream and wail, but Vestra spoke over the tumult.
"No, Bonico, there's more," she insisted. "What do you know of that throne, of this place?"
Brunner swallowed hard.
"My name's not Bonico," he said,
but the others didn't hear. He turned and motioned with his head for them to follow, then started off, angling to the right of the throne toward the cairns.
"What are we to do with him?"
he heard Deventry say behind him.
"Carry him along," Vestra ordered.
Despite his desperate need to inspect the graves, to see if it was his own or Puent's that had been desecrated, Brunner turned around to regard the trio. They should let Whisper rest for a bit, should make a splint for his leg and pop his shoulder back into place, of course, before trying to move him. But Deventry wasn't that smart, apparently, or compassionate. He moved to lift the halfling, who thrashed and screamed even louder. Whisper's flailing hand poked the big man in the eye, and how Whisper screamed even more when Deventry dropped him back to the stone.
"He'll bring the whole place out against us," Vestra cried. "Whisper, silence!"
Deventry clutched at his eye, his face a mask of rage. His free hand grabbed at his sword and pulled it from his belt, and before Vestra could even yell at him to call him back to his senses, the man brought the blade down hard and sure.
And Whisper screamed no more.
Brunner trembled with disgust and anger at himself for bringing these three monsters into sacred Gauntlegrim. He looked at the throne. Perhaps that was why it had rejected him. He started for his grave more determinedly, but heard Deventry's call behind him.
"Stand and be counted, dwarf!"
He kept walking.
"Bonago!"
Deventry called, sounding much closer now, and Brunner spun around to meet the challenge, axe in hand. He found both Deventry and Vestra facing him, weapons drawn and ready.
"Me name's not Bonago!"
Brunner said through gritted teeth.
"'Tis Brunner! Brunner Battlehammer, King Brunner Battlehammer of Mithril Hall! Might that ye hear to me!'
The two looked to each other and shrugged, clearly oblivious, then turned back to the dwarf, brandishing their blades.
"'And what will you offer in exchange for your life?' Vestra asked. "'As recompense for the death of Whisper.'
"'You should be asking your big friend on that last part.' "'Chair killed him,' Deventry retorted. "'This place killed him, and was you that brought him here.' "'Stupid killed him,' Brunner corrected with a wry grin. "'And 'tis yourself that's stupid.'
Deventry growled and lifted his blade. Coming ahead with an overhand chop, up came Brunner's round shield, easily intercepting. In the same movement, the dwarf slashed across with his axe, forcing Deventry to suck in his belly and throw himself backward. The man landed solidly, leaning forward, no doubt thinking to come right back at Brunner behind the slash, but the dwarf was far too seasoned a warrior for such an obvious counter. Brunner pulled his axe up short as it went across and turned his wrist over, breaking its momentum and sending it slashing back the other way as he stepped forward. Again Deventry retreated, but not quite enough this time, the axe blade scraping across his chain armor and tearing his shirt and skin below it, drawing a welt and a line of blood.
"'Circle right!' the grimacing Deventry called to Vestra. "'Flank him!' "'Aye, flank me, and give me the choice of which of ye dogs I cut down first,' said Brunner. And on he came with a ferocious routine, nearly overwhelming poor Deventry before the fight had even truly begun. The man fumbled with his sword, putting it out left to block the axe, then staggered backward as Brunner's round shield slammed against his ribs. "Vestra!" Deventry called, stumbling backward, and he managed to glance her way, and although Brunner had the clear advantage and was certain to make quick work of Deventry, the shocked look on the man's face gave Brunner pause, and he too glanced at the elf. Vestra stood staring off into the distance, her face bloodless. She whispered one word. "Drow." Brunner heard it keenly, and he swung around, for some reason thinking it had to be Drizzt come to his rescue, because hadn't Drizzt always come to his rescue? He spotted the two figures immediately, moving in slowly, determined, arms extended, hands bent like claws, eyes glowing red. "More!" Deventry called. And Brunner followed his voice, then his gaze, to see another pair walking in at them. Something was wrong, the dwarf knew, for these enemies were not moving with the grace and speed of dark elves, far from it. He watched in astonishment as a large bat flew up beside